Right, Paul Rowley joins me. You're obviously disappointed again. I can tell that from the press conference. Can you put it, you know, what did you say to the lads at the end of that game? It's soft contact in defence. You're very disappointed with the defence. That's what you ought to pride yourself on, don't you?
Yeah, obviously every team wants to. You can't win games without being good in defence. So, yeah, everything came from that. We started soft in D, lazy in D, and they rolled us from minute one to minute 40. We had a response in the second half after some honest chats, but you know, we give ourselves too much to do, really. You know, and on the back of soft D, then you're letting Abdul get them kicks away. Law of averages says we're going to drop one eventually. You know, they got joy from kicks. I think they scored all the tries from kicks, actually. But we never once had kick pressure. But it's hard to put kick pressure on when you're not controlling the ruck previous to the kick. So, that, you know, and you get your sets of six agains and your penalties. So just defence is the story, that's it.
You said last week, didn't we, about the six to goals and that. And I think you nailed it there in a press conference there, coming from that soft contact in defence. Ryan Lannan against Simbin this week. You're giving yourself a bit too much to do, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not directly Ryan's fault. I think he's getting pinged for other people's offences and then him being one too many. So he's wrong place, wrong time, I guess. So, you know, that's a collective, that. It's not just Ryan, it's collective. We'll all take that on board. But, yeah, you've got to have an appetite and an attitude to defend. Otherwise, you can't win games. So, you know, I weren't happy last week and I'm not happy this week. So we've just got to keep working hard. And we spoke about trying to prove people wrong about what we are as a team and where we'll be and what we're capable of. But up to now, we're not achieving that.
People always ask you about taking positives out of the game. I'm not going to ask you that question because I don't like it. What do you do this week? Do you do anything different in training this week? Is there anything you can do? You've got Leeds next week, another big game. They're a side who are on a bit of a downward spiral, aren't you? They're going to come here.
Yeah, well, they'll see us as an opportunity. Yeah. And before a ball was kicked to the season, everybody sees Salford as an opportunity, like they do with Wakefield and Toulouse. We know that. And like I said, we're doing nothing to change people's opinion at the minute. So, as always, review will be really honest and uncomfortable, as it always is. You know, and that's what we'll do. So we'll keep being honest within our group, with each other, and preparing, you know, the best we can. It's not like you can just go and flog them and run them around the pitch a million times as a punishment. You know, it's about attitude and application ultimately. So I just thought I'd have liked to have seen someone step up in moments as well in that first half and take the game for us by the scruff of the neck. So I thought we lacked a little bit of leadership as well in that respect, but that comes down to personnel.
You decided to go with four forwards on the bench today. Mm. One guy who I thought caught my eye was Alex Gerrard. I thought he put a good shift in for you today. Do you see that as like your plan going forward for next week, having those four forwards? Do you think that helped you today get on the front foot a bit?
Not necessarily. I think we were covering Greenwood, who's obviously come back from injury, so Ryan Lannan with us as a back row option, really. But we changed how we went about our business. Greeny got through, so we ended up using the four. Half the subs today were made out of people not performing rather than calculated substitutions, too loose and dragging them off. You said you won't mention positives, and I'm quite blunt sometimes. When if there are none, I'll say there are none. But I think individually, you mentioned Alex there, and I thought there were others as well who were having a real dig. And you know, Tim Laffey is playing tough, which is important. Brody Croft is playing tough, and that's a strange thing to say for an half back, but he's playing tough. And you know, I want to be saying he's making breaks and scoring tries, but at the minute he's leading in defence, and he knows what it's about. And you know, there's some positives individually. There's some people having a real dig. I don't think anyone isn't trying, but application intent is missing.
Thanks very much for coming out and speaking to us, Paul. Good luck in the week. I'll see you next week, mate.
Thanks.